This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, police officer making an arrest pulls a gun on a man recording the arrest, then slugs him in the face and arrests the man with the camera. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Also, Daryl, you were telling us about the latest from Baltimore, where in the death of Freddie Gray, another police officer in this case has faced trial, this time a bench trial.
Yes.
And has been found not guilty. Now, of course, a question that I think a lot of people might be wondering right now is what's going to happen in Baltimore tonight? This is the first not guilty verdict in the trials of what amounts to six Baltimore police officers.
Yes.
One, you told us the first officer was found in a hung jury, so they're going to retry him later this year.
Yes, and there was discussion after his hung jury about whether or not he could be forced to testify against the other officers. Mm-hmm. And I forget the outcome. I think they did determine that he could be forced to testify against some of the officers, but not all of, and the testimony that he could give was going to be limited. So, the entire thing, it's really a strange situation, because if this were a group of people that were not police officers, they would not be doing this separate trial for everybody nonsense. They would say, nope, you're all co-defendants.
It does happen that way sometimes.
And they do that because basically that leaves the jury with a choice as to who to blame. Whereas if you, and they're looking at all the defendants,
mm-hmm.
if they're looking at one defendant at a time, then each defendant just has to point a finger at another defendant who's going to be tried separately. So basically they can make contradictory statements between the different trials when they're tried separately.
And then you get six different juries rather than just the one.
Exactly.
Yes. So what else do we need to know, Daryl? Is there more to the story that you wanted to share?
Yeah, so the judge took 20 minutes to read the decision to the packed courtroom and near-capacity overflow rooms. The police officer, Nero, was wearing and I don't know why they say he was wearing a dark three-piece suit and tie. He nodded his head as Williams said there was no evidence to support each individual charge, tilted his head back in relief after the judge read the verdict, then put his head down and sobbed.
Yeah, I read that he got hugged by a bunch of cops.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Nero's one of the six officers charged and the second to be tried in the Gray case. Nero was accused of second-degree intentional assault, two counts of misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. He was one of three bicycle officers involved in the initial police encounter with Gray on the day in April of last year. About a dozen or so protesters surrounded and chanted at Nero's brother as he left the court. Sheriff's deputies escorted him to the parking garage. The verdict, which drew mostly outrage on social media, but praised from both the police and an attorney for the Gray family, brings perhaps only a sliver of resolution to a city that seethed with unrest over the death last year of this 25-year-old.
There's no resolution that the people in Baltimore who are mad about the police are going to appreciate. And it was interesting reading the attorney for the Gray family, who basically was lauding this judge and talking about how courageous the judge was to make this unpopular decision.
So I've got a quote here from the CNN article. I'm skipping way down.
Yeah.
Gray family attorney Billy Murphy applauded Judge Williams, saying that as an African-American judge, he did not bend to pressure from the black community, many of whom wanted to see Nero convicted, as an emotional response to Gray's death. The family might not be pleased with the verdict, but they respect the rule of law. Murphy added, you could not ask for a more fair-minded judge than Barry Williams. I hope the ruling is going to be received with equanimity.
He said you couldn't ask for a more fair-minded judge. This is the attorney for the Gray family who is just orally filleting this judge with these statements. Now, look,
well, what
maybe
do you expect him to do?
You can only fillet orally.
He's got to go back in front of this judge five more times. Do you want him to say this judge is a complete a-hole?
Well, no. He could just keep his mouth shut. You know,
yeah, I agree.
Rather than continuing
well,
to...
there is another possibility. None of us were at the trial, and it's possible that the evidence supported presented by the prosecution wasn't sufficient to cause establish guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
It's possible
doubt.
This cop
of
had
course,
nothing to do with
then
it.
Then it's possible. It's also possible that the prosecutor threw the case and the judge did the only thing open to him because he wasn't looking at enough evidence
that could be
to throw it. So
right,
I don't know. That's the only interpretation that I can give to what the attorney said, is that the only thing I can imagine is he's saying, well, there really wasn't enough evidence presented this time, because
and
otherwise I would expect him to be fired by the family.
That's what the judge said. You can't convict people unless you know the evidence.
Yeah. The judge actually spoke. Oh, this was in his
statement.
It was
statement. A bench trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
The judge
this was his 20
verbalizes,
minutes,
you know, his ruling. And
I thought it was an interview for a moment there.
Nope.
You're right, Rich. Maybe this cop didn't have anything to do with it, or maybe the prosecutor threw the case. We don't know. But ultimately, to hear the defense attorney just worshiping this judge like this, it's really an indicator that you've got to remember, attorneys, they are officers of the court. They have sworn an oath to the court and its rules and the system itself. And so it shouldn't be a surprise when an attorney goes ahead and just takes this sort of pro-state viewpoint, even if they are supposedly representing people in some sort of anti-state, I'm not saying this is an anti-state case, but even if they are, you know, prosecuting the state, they'll still
right.
worship the system itself. And in this case, like you said, this guy's got to appear in front of this judge again, so obviously he doesn't want to get on his bad side.
Right.
So that's the latest in Baltimore as the as darkness begins to fall on the east coast of the United States. Is there going to be a reaction? Because you said there were like 1,000 protesters outside of the courthouse.
No, it's said about a dozen outside of the courthouse. Last year there were thousands of people that protested in the street.
Oh, only a dozen. Okay, well then in that case maybe there's not going to really be much that goes on in Baltimore tonight. Or maybe, you know, the word's going to spread here and there will be people in the streets angry about this.
I hope there will be people in the streets. It's amazing to me that they don't react to this more.
Well, it has been a year, and it's easy for people to get distracted and, you know, pay attention to other things in their lives that are going on. But, you know, I would think the word should get around, and maybe we'll see something go on. I don't want to see destruction. I don't want to see, you know, property set aflame, which happened last year. Innocent people's and businesses' properties being, you know, torched and destroyed. I don't relish any of that. I don't want to see that happen. But ultimately, protesting at the city hall, protesting at the police department, I think those are entirely appropriate things to do at the court.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yet another bad police department, the New York Police Department. Here's the latest from them over at photographyisnotacrime.com by Ben Keller. Category, a few bad apples. New York police cop points gun at man recording arrest, then slugs him in the face before arresting him. They got a couple still frames here of this cop laying on the floor, sitting down and laying on the floor as he's kind of wrangling a suspect. He actually has the suspect. He has the suspect's head in between his legs, basically got kind of a leg lock around his neck. And there's a second cop who's on top of the suspect. So there's two cops dealing with this, apparently a bicyclist who was, I think he was, according to the story here, a dirt bike operator almost hit some pedestrians. So this dirt bike operator was taken down by the police, and someone who was nearby recorded the takedown. They recorded the wrestling of the cops with this suspect, and in that scene, one of the cops draws his pistol, points it at the man with the video camera, and we'll tell you more about the story coming up here in moments. What happened to the cameraman is absolutely outrageous. The pointing of the gun was only the beginning of what happened to him. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Photographyisnotacrime.com, great website. We'll link to it on our Facebook and Twitter so you can take a look at the actual video of this. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. that you want. Just dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Could you use up to $35,000? There's no need to shop around for loans anymore. Go to LoanUS.com. They're a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use your loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR to loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we continue with the story from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com in just the latest episode of a crazy cop gone mad in front of a video camera. This is shocking video showing New York police cop Risel Martinez pointing a gun at a bystander for recording him making an arrest, then walking up to that same bystander and punching him in the face minutes later after the arrest was made. Tenant Association President Dolores Johnson said, quote, "He held the gun out like he was one of those GD gangsters or like a gang member, you know, and saying, 'Get away, get away.'" Unquote. Dressed in plain clothes, Martinez was arresting a man suspected of riding an illegal dirt bike, who later ran inside a public housing building where several people recorded the event. The violence ensued when two men riding dirt bikes allegedly interrupted a stop and began circling Martinez and an NYPD sergeant who were ticketing the driver of a double-parked Hyundai outside of the housing project just minutes earlier. The two cops then turned their focus to the men riding dirt bikes, and the driver of the Hyundai drove away. Martinez said the sergeant then chased 21-year-old Deshaun Betway inside the building and wrestled him to the ground, where police claim they struggled to arrest him. However, according to New York One, a witness at the scene said, quote, "He put his hands up, said, 'I don't want no problems.' Cop punched him in his face like three or four times, slammed him on his head. That's when I got the camera out." So we didn't get to see the whole scene. We only got to see the part after this cop had already gone roid rage on the man on the dirt bike.
Oh.
And so it was after that part where the video picks up and you've got the cop with a leg lock around this man's head after he's already bashed him around. And again, there's two cops here versus one man who doesn't appear to be as hulking as these cops. These cops, especially the one with a gun that points it at the cameraman, he is pretty ripped. This guy spends a lot of time in the gym.
Lesson there is, as soon as you see uniforms, have your camera out. Be filming, because they can go from zero to roid rage in seconds. And
yep.
If you don't catch their first assault on the victim, then they're always going to say he struck first. They're always going to say that.
But even if you do catch the initial strike, somebody's going to say, well, we don't know what happened before the camera got turned on.
Yeah, well then...
Well, that's why turn it on as soon as you can.
If you can get the whole thing, you have a chance. If you don't get the whole thing, you're pretty much toast.
Right, but how many times have we seen, Ian, where, you know, an activist turns on the camera as soon as something starts to happen, and the response is always, we don't know what happened before the camera got turned on.
No doubt, that'll always be the response.
Derek got assaulted by an old lady crossing guard. We don't know what happened before the camera got turned on. The camera got turned on as soon as Derek showed up.
Well, you know, it's true. They're going to say what they're going to say. The critics are never going to be satisfied with all of the various footage of police abuse out there. But I still agree with Rich that turn that camera on as soon as the police come within your purview. And at the very least, you'll have captured as much of the occasion as you possibly can.
There will always be a cadre of bootlickers and copsuckers who will defend whatever police do. You know, they don't care who they kill. They don't care who they hurt. They are the cops, the families of cops, the people who don't believe in accountability. But and then there are always the people who are going to question what the police do. People like us who are going to look skeptically at the police. And then there are the people in the middle who are really the people who are more convincible. And the question is, you know... the question is, what's going to happen in the middle? You know, you're always going to hear, you know, justifications from the extremes.
In this case, there did appear to be more than one person who was recording, so that's always a good thing, too.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things this guy did right. At least he got his camera out and hit record at some point. Obviously, the sooner you can do that, the better off you're going to be. So one of the things you should do, even if you don't encounter police very often, you should have your camera device, whatever it is, your if you actually have a video camera, that's one thing, but most of us have the smartphone. So have your smartphone set up to where you know where to find the video camera option. You know how it works. You don't want to be fumbling in that moment, because if the adrenaline is flowing, then it's going to be even harder to put your code in or whatever it is you need to do to get into your phone. You know, your hands might be shaking at that time. So remember to be practiced in getting to, you know, the point of being able to hit that record button. Because with a smartphone, as soon as you hit that power button, you're probably a few button presses away from actually being able to hit record. So make sure you practice with it.
Now, Ian, first question. You're in that situation. You see the cops chase the guy into a building. You've got a feeling. What app do you use to record the action? Do you use Cell 411? Do you just record it on your camera?
Okay, so I love Cell 411.
You're wearing the shirt right now?
I am wearing the shirt.
And that's what made me think of it.
Yep, and we talked a lot about Cell 411 last night. It's a great app, and it does have a video recording feature that is built right into it. Personally, I have not used that feature of Cell 411 at this time. I've been using Bamboozer, which is a dedicated video recording app.
I love Bamboozer because it doesn't do local storage if you have connection to the internet.
Well, it used to as a backup, and then they stopped doing that. And I actually liked having the locally stored file, because then it would be stored on the internet and it would be stored locally on the phone, and they stopped doing that.
Right, but and even if it was locally stored as a backup, it's streaming directly.
Correct.
So it's not just I'm recording something that the cops can then go delete and then nobody ever sees it.
Cell 411 also streams out live to the internet. And Cell 411 on its so credit in Cell 411's corner, because Cell 411 will allow everyone you're connected with to watch the video. So with Cell 411, it's this decentralized messaging or alert app where you can send out an alert, say, oh, hey, you know, there's a fire or it's a medical emergency or cops are messing with somebody. And then you can stream video from the app. So everybody that you're connected with on Cell 411 will have the opportunity to watch that video. So when Severin Freeman from Cop Block in Ohio was here in town, he started streaming live from Main Street in Keene, and I was actually watching it here at the studio. So it does work. The other thing about Bamboozer is Bamboozer connects with your social networking. So Bamboozer, when you go live on social networking, you can have it set up to post to your Facebook account or your Twitter or whatever saying, I'm Rich Paul, I'm live right now on Bamboozer. And so then even more people, in theory, would be able to watch something like that. So I still recommend Bamboozer just because it's a great video recording app, but Cell 411 does have the benefit of showing people where you are as well. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it would take the most ardent of excuse peddlers or cop suckers, as Rich called them.
Apologists
to defend this cop who pointed a gun at a man who was simply recording, you know, using his First Amendment right to record a scene involving the police taking down a man who was accused of riding an illegal dirt bike in New York City, because you can't do that in those parts. But this guy pulls a gun on the cameraman and then further attacks the cameraman shortly thereafter. And it was caught on video. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment.
Respect my authority.
Right. And he yelled and got all crazy. If you think you can defend this cop, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. So you've missed the health care deadline and you don't have any form of health care. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer for you. They offer an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. And memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. That's 855-585-4237. So, police went after a man, 21-year-old Deshaun Betway, for riding a dirt bike in New York City. And in
New York City?
That's right, get a rope. During that arrest, they took him down. They took this dirt bike operator down and were quite violent with him. The man who ended up recording the scene says he put his hands up and said, "I don't want no problems." Cop then punched him in his face like 3 or 4 times and slammed him on his head. That's when I got the camera out. During the arrest, according to photographyisnotacrime.com, Betway can be heard saying, "I can't breathe." When Martinez noted the bystander's recording, Martinez being the cop, he drew his gun from his holster and pointed it at them, shouting, "Back up! I'm not playing! Back up!"
How far away were they?
According to the video, probably no more than 6 feet away.
Okay.
The cop fills a good portion of the frame of this man's cell phone camera.
Okay.
I thought he was going to shoot, recalled bystander Ronnie Pinkerton. First thing I thought, he was going to shoot, unquote. Another clip shot just minutes later shows Martinez walking out of the building, then sucker punching 19-year-old Janico Harvey, the very same bystander that Martinez pointed his gun at for recording the arrest of Betway, and then throwing him to the ground. "He hit him for no reason, hit him real hard," said Pinkerton, who also recorded the events. Martinez then arrested Harvey, who just returned home from college, charged him with menacing and disorderly conduct. After being booked into the jail, Harvey was issued a desk appearance ticket and released with a promise to appear at a future court date. New York State Assemblyman Keith Wright was disturbed by the video, saying, quote, "For him to just get punched in the mouth, corralled, and apprehended like he's a piece of cattle of some sort in a rodeo just makes absolutely no sense," he said. Police later learned the Hyundai was stolen and allegedly found marijuana and 25 rounds of ammunition inside the vehicle. Martinez said he only attacked Harvey after he said, quote, "I'm going to kill you," unquote. However, video depicting Martinez's version of the events has not yet surfaced online.
I'm sure they're working on whipping something up, though.
Yeah. The crazed cop has not yet been fired. Instead, New York police took Martinez's badge and placed him on modified duties while Internal Affairs investigates the case. So he hasn't been fired. He hasn't been suspended. He's been placed on modified duties and had his badge taken.
Yeah, so you're on desk work here, do a crossword puzzle.
According to the New York Daily News, Martinez was a so-called rising star who was a top choice for the 32nd Precinct's anti-crime team. Before his badge and gun were taken away, Martinez was expected to be chosen for the New York Police's warrant squad in a few weeks, a high-profile post coveted by many within New York Police.
He's missing his chance to kick down doors, terrify families, and shoot dogs. He must be heartbroken.
He may very well be. So that's the latest crazy cop story, thanks to the folks over at photographyisnotacrime.com. And again, this guy, all he did was record video of the cop arresting somebody, and for his efforts, he was charged with menacing, disorderly conduct. He was punched in the face. It was a sucker punch. They showed the interview of, I believe, the victim. Or maybe it was a witness. Either way, there's a news story that is included here at photographyisnotacrime.com from CBS News where they interview somebody and they talk about how this guy got sucker punched. What happened was the cop, this hulking cop who pointed the gun, is walking out of the building. So again, it was like the projects or whatever that this kid ran into initially where they made the arrest. Cop's walking out of the building and sees the same guy who'd recorded the video earlier The dude who recorded the video is standing outside of the outside door to the building, and so the cop walks out looking in a different direction as though he's going to turn off to the right. The dude who recorded the video is off to the left outside of this front door. The cop, like, walking towards the right direction, looking off to the right, and just sucker punches the kid right in the face. So the kid didn't even see it coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Real professional. So, toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here and defend the police
of action. Do you have the cop's name?
Yes. His name is Martinez. Risel Martinez. R-I-S-E-L.
How about his precinct?
32nd Precinct, I believe. That's what he was going for, the 32nd Precinct's warrant squad or their anti-crime team.
Groovy. Now, given a name and a precinct, it's easy to get the number and to call in and just leave a message for this guy and let him know what you think of him.
Well, he'll have plenty of time to check messages, it sounds like, considering he's on desk duty.
Well, keep him away from his crossword puzzles. Let's see if we can, you know, find some spark of humanity in this guy by beating him like a redheaded stepchild till he finds it.
Verbally,
of course. And Although, really, you know, if somebody walked up to this guy and punched him in the face,
it would be karma.
I would laugh. Yeah. I would be amused. I would shake the guy's hand. Cops got it coming.
Absolutely. So, and if you do call Risel Martinez and you actually get him on the phone and you're recording the call, definitely let us know. Send us the audio over here because I bet he would be pretty entertaining to talk to.
I think so.
I mean, he'll learn fast enough to not answer the calls once they start coming in, if indeed a massive amount of people do that, or even just a few could make an impact. So there's the story. You can share your thoughts, especially if you're a cop defender and you think you can defend this guy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In related news, guess who's opposing legalization of cannabis in California?
The drug cartels and the police.
Yep. In fact, according to the story at TheIntercept.com, just published a few days ago, roughly half of the money raised to oppose the ballot measure to legalize recreational cannabis in California is coming from police and from prison guard groups, terrified they might lose the revenue streams to which that they have become so deeply addicted.
Oh, poor piggies.
And you know what? Who also opposed this the last time they tried it were the medical cannabis growers, which is a real shame. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
It's true.
Yeah. And, you know, depending on the wording, you know, I could possibly understand why the medical people would oppose it.
Well, my understanding was they didn't want the competition.
Okay, that's what I said. You know, I would have to see the actual wording because it could have been legalize, you know, tax and regulate, but if you're in the medical industry, you can't wind up getting a recreational license.
Yeah, I don't know
because
about that.
Because in Colorado, what they've done, because Colorado had the therapeutic cannabis before legalization,
right.
The places that have, you know, the medicinal license, they can't sell that product to a recreational customer.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Invite you to join us on the radio. Toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
We're sharing a story from TheIntercept.com, which shouldn't really be a surprise to people who've been paying attention to this war on drugs, and that is that half of the money, or roughly half of the money, raised to oppose a ballot measure to legalize recreational cannabis in California is coming from police and prison guard groups. Surprise, surprise. Of course, they're afraid they're going to lose the revenue streams to which they become so deeply addicted. As the story here at The Intercept points out correctly, drug war money has become a notable source of funding for law enforcement interests. Huge government grants and asset seizure windfalls benefit police departments, while a constant supply of prisoners keeps the prison business booming. Opposition to the marijuana legalization initiative, slated to go before voters in November, has been organized by John Lovell, a longtime Sacramento lobbyist for police chiefs and prison guard supervisors. Lovell's Coalition for Responsible Drug Policies, a committee he created to defeat the pot initiative, raised $60,000 during the first 3 months of the year, according to a disclosure filed earlier this month. The funds came from groups representing law enforcement, including the California Police Chiefs Association, Riverside Sheriffs Association, Los Angeles Police Protective League's Issues PAC,
and the California Correctional Supervisors Organization. Other donors include the California Teamsters Union and the California Hospital Association, as well as SAM Action, an anti-marijuana advocacy group founded by former Representative Patrick Kennedy and a former George Bush speechwriter David Frum. Law enforcement officials in Minnesota, Washington, and other states that have debated relaxing the laws surrounding marijuana have said they stand to lose money from reform. Police receive federal grants from the Justice Department to help fund drug enforcement efforts, including specific funding to focus on marijuana.
Wow.
And of course, that money's going to go away if California goes ahead and legalizes cannabis. They won't be able to qualify for a grant to enforce cannabis laws anymore.
Right, and why would they need that money? Because, you know, like, there's no victim. There should not ever be an investigation. There should not be any of this, you know, enforcement as it is. So, yeah, go ahead, legalize it. Save the taxpayers money.
They don't care about that. The police are more interested in their toys and their department bottom line.
And their overtime.
Well, they exactly.
Love that overtime.
And Ayn Rand would probably approve of the police behavior because she's all about the act in self-interest.
No, actually, she would not be because that would be initiation of force. And it was she who coined the phrase non-initiation of force, although she was not consistent in her application in it, I think we would all agree.
Yes.
Agree.
Asset forfeiture is another way law enforcement agencies have come to rely on marijuana as a funding source. Police departments, through a process known as asset forfeiture, seize cash and property associated with drug busts, including raids related to marijuana. Probably mostly
We should specify that there's two types of asset forfeiture.
Criminal and civil.
Right. The civil asset forfeiture does not require a conviction of anything, does not even require that the person be charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the criminal asset forfeiture requires a criminal conviction before the assets can be seized.
Now, isn't there some civil asset forfeiture reform going on in some places?
Yes, I believe Montana, New Mexico, and maybe one or two other states have now eliminated civil asset forfeiture.
Entirely?
Yes.
Nice.
That's huge.
They still have criminal asset forfeiture,
but that
requires a conviction.
Mm.
So
at
you
least
know, like,
it's constitutional.
I don't really care about constitutional. At least it's slightly better, but there's so many things that you can be charged with, and you know juries are going to convict on almost everything because that's what juries do.
Mm.
The proceeds from the seizures are often distributed directly to law enforcement agencies. From 2002 to 2012, California agencies reaped $181.4 million from marijuana-related asset seizures. So not even including the rest of the drug seizures that they made, just cannabis-related ones, $181 million came into California police. As the Wall Street Journal reported in 2014, pot legalization in Washington state led asset forfeiture proceeds to go up in smoke.
And on the California numbers, is that what they use through the state process? Or does that include stuff using the equitable sharing to where the feds get involved?
I am not clear on that. That's
well, I think really the way to react to this is to assume that if they need these victimless crime laws on the books to keep them busy, there are too many cops. So start laying them off until they say, take these marijuana laws off the books. We don't have time to enforce them.
Boy, that would take some real political gumption, and politicians do not have the courage to propose laying off the police.
And
it's a fine idea.
Oh yeah! I remember when I ran for mayor of Keene, I looked at the crime statistics and found that 68% of the arrests and citations were for victimless offenses.
I believe it.
And people gave me a hard time for saying, maybe we need to get rid of some of the police officers. Maybe we need to not enforce some of these offenses that don't have a victim.
Some of those
the cop that walks around and harasses college kids
mm-hmm.
for walking between parties with an open beer.
There's more than one cop that does that. During the college season, when the college kids just now, like, freshly come back in August, they've got like a bunch of cops in the college neighborhood. And last year I was down there with JP Freeman from Cop Block, King Cop Block, and we counted at one point 13 cops showed up to one house for a noise complaint. And what they were doing was they would surround the house. The cops would go up and pound on the door and then threaten the occupants inside, claiming that if noise continued to come from the house, they would issue citations. To some of them, they were just issuing the citations just without even any kind of warning. They would just issue the citation. One of the young people who was there told me, now, they didn't get video of this, but he claimed that they were in their home having a party, and the cops just walked in.
Wow.
Yeah, which is obviously something they're not supposed to be doing.
Well, if the front door's wide open.
I don't think that the front door was wide open in that case. He just explained. As I recall, his explanation was the cop just opened the front door, the side door to the house or whatever, and just came right in, which is crazy.
Yeah.
If that's actually what transpired. So they were really trying to intimidate the college students this year, and they had brought in cops from outside of Keene. Keene's not the biggest place. They actually had, like, Jaffrey cops and other, you know, surrounding town cops who'd come in to work the streets in the college neighborhood. And
wow, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they would have the main Keene cops going up and doing the door knocking, and then they'd be backed up by other cops from other areas. So it was pretty crazy. You can share your thoughts here. Let's go to Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas, a place where they've got around 1,900 police, or at least that's what Chief Art Acevedo wanted last time I looked. They had 1,600, and that was a few years ago, and he wanted to up it to 1,900. I don't know if they ever did. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, as you know, Austin, I think, is like the third safest city its size in the country, and our crime rate is relatively low as compared to other cities our size. In Round Rock, Texas, which is right north of us, is considered the safest city in the country. And what it is I'm like, they're always hearing the news how they need more police. I'm like, how do you need more police when we have a very low crime rate? Most of your problems are on 6th Street on the weekends.
That's why we need more cops to make sure we have this low crime rate.
Right. And the funny part is that they would just quit enforcing these stupid drug laws, you know, they could either survive with the number of police they have or get rid of them. Now, some of the things Art Acevedo has done, which I agree, he actually has fired police officers for things that they have done wrong. And unfortunately, he has pretty much had his hands tied because of certain things with the unions. For example, he fired a police officer for drinking and driving on the job in a police car. He fired him, and then the guy took it to arbitration. Arbitrator goes, oh, no, the guy gets his job back. And
it's going to be in the police union.
It was the police union behind this.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, is Art Acevedo a perfect person? No. Has he done things that I agree with on the side of trying to diss police officers for doing the wrong thing? Yes, he has. Is he having getting his hands tied by the unions? Oh, my God, is he? You know, but the thing is, but the only thing I don't like is like, he's enforcing these. He says we need more cops. I'm like, why? I've been to places with higher.
Because bureaucrats want bigger budgets. They want more, bureaucrats working underneath them, so they have more money coming into their bureaucracy.
Because if they don't spend all of their budget money this year, they won't get the same size budget or a slightly bigger budget next year. And who else is going to go harass the people giving people rides?
Right.
Which is also something happening there. Daryl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More about the police who are aligning themselves against marijuana reform in California. And you can also take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.